Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein. A plan to sell Toledo Bend water to Texas is off for now, and a Vernon Parish legislator wants to make sure it never happens. Hornbeck Republican Rodney Schammerhorn says he will be filing a bill that would block any future water sale. He says if Texas wants Louisiana water, it can supply Louisiana with some of its jobs.
If industry needs our water, they need to bring it to Louisiana to provide for our people to be able to maintain a workforce and a good living in Louisiana.
Tulane has an extra incentive to beating Ole Miss on December 20th. If that happens, it would get a virtual home game in the All-State Sugar Bowl against Georgia New Year's Day. Sugar Bowl CEO Jeff Hundley says a Sugar Bowl appearance for the hometown Green Wave would not be unprecedented, but it would be a very long time coming.
It's been since 1939 since the Green Wave has played in the Sugar Bowl. So it's been a while. This is their first appearance in the college football playoffs, so I know there'll be tremendous enthusiasm.
LRN.
At Target, great memories start with great prices. Get gingerbread house kits for just $12, plus all the Wondershop baking must-haves. Gather the whole fam, grab some gingerbread kits, and start building sweet moments together. Then keep the joy rolling, baking up tasty treats with Wondershop that'll make the season a blast. Make unforgettable memories with incredible prices on gingerbread kits and Wondershop baking essentials. And step into the holidays, only at Target. Restrictions apply.
We don't often think of sweets as nutritional, but Louisiana sugar is only 16 calories per teaspoon. It comes from sugarcane, a plant that's thrived in Louisiana for over 200 years. Sugarcane, sweetening your life naturally. Log on, learn more at lacane.org.
Tiger Rag Magazine subscribers are LSU fans in the know. Tiger Rag Magazine gives you exclusive stories, beautiful pictures, and behind-the-scenes insights. Subscribe today and be in the know at TigerRag.com.
For mudbug lovers, the holiday season means another crawfish season is right around the corner.
LSU Ag Center Crawfish Extension agent Todd Fontenot says he's been talking with crawfish farmers and is optimistic we will have a good season in 2026.
They're seeing a lot of young crawfish emerge from the burrows, and with these weather conditions, they should be growing.
Fontenot says crawfish is already on the market in some areas.
As you go further south, they flooded early. They get an early emergence, and with the good conditions, those crawfish grew pretty rapidly.
And he says last week's rainy weather will only help.
Rainfall events are very helpful in softening up that ground for those crawfish to dig out.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
For the first time ever, the Iowa Yellow Jackets will play in a state championship football game. Iowa head coach Tommy Johns says the team has the Calcasieu Parish town buzzing.
If we win this thing, this place is going to go nuts. It was beyond even what I thought it would have been. These people, they've been wanting this for a long time.
Iowa will play North DeSoto, who's the top seed in Division II non-select. LRN.